All right, so you're with Danny Van Billy on SLWV. And I am so excited to see what is happening in the world. And the first thing I want to talk about is Dr. Phil. You know, we all know who Dr. Phil is. And he's separated himself from the O Network and has started his own network. And guess what? He is now openly professing Christ. Now, isn't that beautiful? Now, not only is he professing Christ, but he's also questioning the topics that we've accepted without question. You know, and I love, there's a book he's written called The Assault on Faith, Family, and Science. You know, and as I listened to him talking, it became clear to me that as a world, we've reached that place where we're saying, no more. I can't be openly Christian. I can have a Christian opinion, and science, family, and faith is important. Now, I'm saying this to encourage us out there, because maybe wherever you are in your field and your place of influence, you felt the silencing that has happened in the last, I'll probably say the last 10 years, where silently the enemy has put his hand over our mouths. But to see the voices coming up and to see how logical thinkers are saying, these things do make sense. And they're looking at the facts, they're looking at the signs, and they're saying, you know what? The world agrees with the Bible. Biblical truth is truth. So I want to encourage us that we need to begin to stand up again and stand for the kingdom of God. Citizen with Here I Am. Before that, we had Not Even Once by George Mondera, and Hide Me, Dante Bowa.
Impact 103. Let praise come alive.
We're looking at what is happening in the world and how silently people have gotten fed up. And what I mean by that is this. There's an anger that is holy that rises at a certain point when injustice has ran rampant. And everywhere, be it in the secular world or in the church, the body of Christ, people are tired of watching ungodly things happening. Now, if you are not aware, over the weekend, something happened. Pastor Mark Driscoll was invited by Pastor John Linden and for a men's conference. And at this main conference, they happened to have an ex-stripper, a man, okay, do some kind of pole dancing with a sword in his mouth. And if you look at the video, you just wonder, like, how is this happening at a Christian men's conference? But guess what? Their main speaker, Mark Driscoll, actually, during his time to preach, rebuked the church for having had that on stage and called it out as the Jezebel spirit. Now, a lot of people had a lot to say about it, but what I really loved was the fact that after the whole thing happened, the two pastors went behind the scenes, they spoke, and they agreed that this shouldn't have happened. But Pastor John Linden also said, but I feel you should have spoken to me first before taking it to the stage. They made up and came back on stage together. So a lot of people are talking about the rebuke and the fact that, you know, it didn't go down well, but they're not talking about the fact that the two pastors then agreed that this shouldn't have happened and both came back on stage, and Pastor Mark Driscoll was asked to continue preaching. Now, I think that's maturity. Pastors and believers need to know that they can disagree and still walk in love. I need you to hear that. We can disagree and still walk in love. A lot of times we've created an environment where we can't disagree. We can't tell each other the truth in love. And the truth is not always nice, eh, guys? Mm-mm. But when it's spoken in love, like in this case, though initially the pastor did not receive it, and he was Pastor Mark was even asked to stop preaching, they could both go behind the scenes, speak, come back, and continue with the conference. I think that's beautiful, but it is showing you that the Church of Christ is tired. People do not want to see bad things happening in the body of Christ anymore and keeping quiet in the name of acceptance. Yes, we call to love everybody, but we're not called to accept everything. No, that's not what the Bible says. J. Ross, send the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage the body of Christ to follow in the spirit of boldness and speak out against things that are wrong. David Dana's story of history. You're still with Danny Van Billy. As you can hear in my voice, I've been recovering from, this ever-changing weather. Give me a little bit of flu, you know, but we fought the good fight and we are standing, but I cannot be myself yet. So I'm pacing myself and recovering well. So do keep me in your prayers as we navigate the season of changing weather. Let's do keep Dubai in our prayers. I think what is happening there is a bit tragic. They've been experimenting with some stuff that helps with rain. And unfortunately, as we can see, it's not looking good. And I think with global warming and everything that's happening in the world, the weather has just become extremely unpredictable, and we need to keep everyone in prayer. Now, going back to our topic and just how people are speaking out and things are changing. For those of you who don't know, in the podcast world, the biggest podcaster's name is Joe Rogan. And this man for many years has just been an atheist, And he's also a comedian who would openly make jokes about God, about Christianity. And he would go on about how it all doesn't make sense. But guess what? Recently, he had Dr. Jordan Peterson on his show. And as they spoke, he began to realize that maybe there actually is a God. And then on one of his shows, they actually played a prophecy, an old prophecy that basically speaks about if the devil was in charge of the world, what he would do. And as he listened to this prophecy, he began to realize that everything that was said in that prophecy applies to him, that he trusts science more than anything else, that he's godless, that he's an atheist. And he slowly began to convert. And as we speak right now, this man who was known as an ungodly man, as an atheist, as someone who actively spoke against Christianity, is now saved. And, you know, I'm not saying he's an angel, he's still converting. Let's call him a new convert. But we are seeing again and again that there's a hunger for truth. And as Christians become bold and begin to address, you know, the issues, the questions the world has had. And when I'm saying address, you know, people are tired of us saying, just do as I say. The world is looking for conviction. Like, do you know what you're talking about? Have you read this Bible you profess? Have you seen it come to pass in your life? Can you break it down in a way that conveys the truth to them? And unbelievers are getting saved. Now, it's made me question, are we still being bold about reaching out to unbelievers, to people at work, in our places of profession? Or are we so hidden now, so beat down, so silenced, that we are forgetting that it's actually the truth that sets people free? People are hungry for truth. And I think there's an opportune moment that is happening right now. And if you're not aware, you're going to miss the season of evangelism. People want the truth. So I'm encouraging us today to go out there and begin to speak the truth, and to realize that people have seen that these new ideas are failing. They want what is tried and tested. But remember, speak the truth in love. Don't hide the truth, and don't be mean about it. You're still on SLWV with myself, Danny Van Billy, and I must tell you, it's just such a good thing to see the world is looking for truth. But my question today is, are the Christians willing to risk speaking the truth in love? Now, why am I saying willing to risk? You know, sometimes when you are speaking the truth to someone, it might not be what they want to hear in that moment. You know, sometimes you come across as self-righteous, judgmental. You know, there's a list of things that people will tell you, unloving, uncaring, you don't understand. Okay? But if the truth is spoken in love, it might not be immediately. It might not be when you wanted it to be. But it resonates with the spirit of that person. And we've seen this in an incident that happened with a professor called Dr. Jordan Peterson, where young people came with cameras to try to entrap him into speaking against what their university was calling their policies. Now, the same video they came, they recorded, and they posted to prove that he's a bad person, to say that this guy, you know, he's speaking against what we're teaching at the school and all of that, actually went viral and made him an international speaker. I want you to think about that. They came to make him look bad. They recorded them questioning him. They recorded them really mobbing against him. But because he was sound, because he spoke the truth, because he was able to engage them, not demean them, not criticize them, not from a place of being superior, but just really engaging the facts. That video has turned him into an international speaker, to a point where he's actually quit his job at the university. And as we speak, I believe this year he's doing a 50-city tour. Just to show you that there's something about truth that resonates with people. That even those who are coming to entrap you, to criticize you, to pull you down, if you are standing in truth and you know how to defend it, and you don't play the person, you play the ball. What do I mean by that? You know, Christians, sometimes when we're losing an argument, we start attacking the person and move away from the topic at hand. And that's not good. You know, don't call someone the devil, you know, because you're losing the argument. Stick to the facts. Present your case. Present the truth. Trust that if what you're speaking is from the Lord, it will resonate with them. And in that way, instead of gaining enemies, we gain friends. You know, instead of creating people who are against the gospel, we convert them just because we understand what we're talking about. Now, having said that, you can't visit the Bible once in a while and then want to go and argue with people. Come on now. That's not right. People can hear if you yourself lack conviction in what you're talking about. People can hear it. And we can't bully people into believing what we believe in. But what we can do is present the truth with integrity, with clarity, with conviction. And this is why I love testimonies. You know, people can argue against anything, but testimonies are facts. If I say, hey, I trusted God for this, it happened in a way you cannot explain. Please give me a reason for this. At some point, they begin to see, but this is beyond coincidence. This is beyond logic. And some of you, especially if you've got brothers and sisters, siblings, parents, who you're trying to bring to Christ, testimonies will do miracles for you. But guess what? You can't have a testimony if you're not willing to walk the walk. Walk the walk, gain a testimony, and take it back to your family. If you want to share any of your thoughts regarding today's topic, send me a voice note. Try to keep it within a minute and 30 seconds, so we can hear from you.
Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
All right, so taking a look at your messages, Michael Calvin says, "Hi, Pastor D, I preach the simple gospel. I don't get into arguments, especially with other faiths. I love people to Jesus. The love of Christ compels us, and that love can win others over." I love that. You know, Michael, I was guilty of being a Facebook warrior, man. I was out on social media fighting people, winning arguments while losing souls, you know. And it reached a point where I started asking myself, I'm like, what is this for, you know? What's the use of winning an argument against someone when you're losing them, you know, as a person, when, you know, the fights, they just get out of hand. And, you know, people have even asked me, we don't see you posting on Facebook as much as you used to. And I'm like, yeah, I realize that arguments don't win hearts. You know, if you want to win a person's heart over, approach them in a way where you're both listening, you know, and not in a way where someone's trying to win an argument. It just doesn't work, you know. And yeah, also, I feel like sometimes when things are being done in the public, even when someone is losing the argument, they will fight for the sake of fighting, you know. Even if they don't believe in what they're saying anymore, they just don't want to be embarrassed publicly, you know. So I've learned in boxes, you know, if I can see there's a convo happening or someone is openly criticizing God, you know, I just go in the inbox now, you know. Hey, I see you're not well. What's happening? Do you want to talk? And I promise you, those private conversations do more, because if we can care for the people we want to reach out to more than we care about winning arguments, then we're actually preaching the gospel, you know. Another thing as well is ego and pride, man. Ugh, ego and pride. You know, so many of these arguments, even in our families, yeah, it's about, you know, proving a point, and it doesn't help, man. If you want to love people, love them. If you want to bring them to Christ, share the gospel. You know, the gospel is tried and tested, and it works, you know. So this isn't to say we shouldn't challenge lies. No, we should. But challenge it in a way that's savory, you know. But I've also learned that there are people who just, you know, when they're losing an argument, oh my goodness, they will come at you. It happened to me, I think, a month or two back. And the Lord just said to me, you know, don't defend yourself. This person was coming for me, man, in every way possible. And because the pride aspect in my life, I've just been keeping it in check. Like, you know, is this still about God or is this about you? Are you trying to win the person over or are you trying to prove them wrong? And slowly and surely, we're seeing lives change one step at a time. But I want to hear from you. If there's something you've been doing that's working, Let us know. But do not keep the truth hidden. Not in this season. People are hungry for the truth. The lies have not worked. With you. The Plain Truth, the song is called In Awe. I got another message here that is actually quite a good one that says, good day. It also takes maturity when sharing the word. Be prepared to be challenged. I agree, Monga Dube. I think as believers, we've not been trained to accept a challenge. You know, it offends us sometimes to be challenged, and that's not good. You know, personally, I wasn't good at that. And I think we should be, what's the right way of saying this? We should be expectant of the challenge, yet at the same time, loving in our response. You know, expect that people maybe are doubting Christianity. They're doubting God. And sometimes it has nothing to do with you. In fact, not sometimes, most times, but just what they've seen around them. What they've seen in their families, you know, and how they have interpreted the world. You know, I think the world is so hard on Christians, you know. The world is so judgmental of Christians while accusing Christians of being judgmental. If a Christian does something, it's like, yeah, you see, I told you, Christians are like this and like that. And sometimes as Christians, we don't know how to process that. You know, if someone in the world does the exact same thing a Christian does, there's always grace for them. You know, we're all human and, you know, such things happen. People make mistakes. But if it's a Christian, you know, these Christians, you know, and so that can throw you off in an argument. That can throw you off in a real life situation, you know. But if you expect it, if you know, okay, this is how people think, this is what they're expecting, they actually... they expect you to not be willing to engage peacefully. They expect you to be offended. They will say things to offend you. But man, if you can decide to love them and take time to listen, don't argue to win an argument. Argue to hear the person out or engage in a conversation that leads to you hearing someone out. And then from there, maybe the first time you're speaking to them might not be the day you present the gospel. It might just be the day for them to be like, oh, this person actually listens. You know, they're not just trying to win me over, but they're trying to have a meaningful conversation. And then the walls go down. And once the walls are down, we can now have proper, meaningful conversations, especially with your family members. Can I add something? Your family members will not be converted by your arguments. They will be converted by the change they see in you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is not easy. If there's anyone who's been engaging with their family members who believe differently, If you've had success in that area, send us a WhatsApp, 071-364-0376. It can be a voice note. It can be a written WhatsApp. Tell us, how did you win your family members over? I think this is an area where we all need help. Impact 103. Ben Filler with Testimony. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful song, but also even deeper. Just the voice note we had before that from Marius, who says he himself was a drug addict and that's how his family used to see him. But then he proceeds to tell a story of how he then ends up leading his mom to the Lord. Man, I just think that was so amazing, because Marius, when I was listening to your testimony, I thought you were going to tell us, you know, how, you know, you're a drug addict, the whole story. But to actually hear the switch, that it is the son who people probably gave up on, or people probably thought, ah, you know, not Marius. Marius, God will never use him. But he's actually the one who leads his mom to the Lord. And she ends up passing away, but she is in Christ, in a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Man, that is so powerful. And I think that just encourages us. I don't know who in your family looks like they're lost. They look like they're not listening to you. Maybe you're just thinking, hey, yeah, let me minister to everyone else. Not this one. This one, it won't work. Those ones are usually the ones who become life changers. And I like to add, you know, at some point I was that one, you know, the one people, I'll never forget someone I went to school with meeting me as a believer and just thinking, no, not you. They were like, no, dude, not you. Like, no, I know you. You the party guy. You're not a Christian, you know. And for the people who were with us who'd only known me as a believer, they were like looking at me like, Danny, how bad were you? And I now had to just listen to her telling the stories. And oh my goodness, it was such a funny moment, but also such a good reminder that we should never write anybody off. Parents, don't write your children off. Siblings, do not write your siblings off. Whether they're on drugs, no matter what's happening in their lives, you keep praying, you do your part as the Lord leads you. So, Marius, thank you so much for that testimony. Husbands and wives, do not write your partners off. Do not file for divorce. No, do not. Let's start with prayer. And I'm not saying, you know, the prayer where you're like, yo, I've been praying for them. And you know you haven't. Can I preach, church? Yep. You know, there's times when you're so fed up with a person and you just say, yeah, I'm praying for them, but you know you are not. If you need counseling, 081-640-9372. Be it family, be it friends, be it with your child or your marriage, we offer it absolutely for free. We can help you out. It's time to say goodbye. Holy Spirit, thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for anyone who participated. Right on time, Aaron Cole and Toby Mac is what we're playing out with. Goodbye. Don't.